What is meant by statistical power? And what is the advantage if our research has lots of it? Describe how power analyses are conducted and how they can inform our statistical decisions. Statistical power is the ability to reject the null when the null is wrong. Even though we know the null is always wrong. Still. Rejecting the null when there really is a relationship in the population. It's also known as sensitivity. The ability to detect an effect when an effect is present. The advantage, if our research has lots of it, is we avoid type 2 errors. That's what power analysis is all about. Not missing the wolf when the wolf is there. Describe how power analyses are conducted and how they can inform our statistical decisions. There's two different kinds of power analyses. There's a priori power analyses and post hoc power analyses. A priori power analyses, as their name suggests, is conducted before a study is run. The purpose of an a priori power analysis is to start with an effect size estimate, and I want you to put it this way. I want to know what goes in and what comes out of the two different kinds of power analysis. For an a priori power analysis, we start with an effect size estimate and the amount of power that we want. And we take the effect size estimate and the amount of power that we want and solve for how many participants we need. A post hoc power analysis, which, as the name suggests, happens after the study is run, and usually only conducted after the study is run and you have retained the null. Now you're doing a post hoc power analysis to determine the power of the study to figure out the probability that you just committed a type 2 error when you retained that null. To do a post hoc power analysis, you start with the effect size of the study and the sample size of the study. And you go to the power table to find out how much power that study had. And 1 minus the power is the probability of a type 2 error. How can these inform our statistical decisions? Power analyses only inform retaining the null. Post hoc power analyses inform us about the probability that we commit a type 2 error when we retain the null. And so when you retain that null and you see that you have a power of 0.2, which means you got an 80% chance that this is a type 2 error, you got to make a decision. You got to think about how comfortable you are retaining that null.